Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. And if you're just joining us, our focus is holistic wellness and the latest in mind-body techniques and natural ways to keep us all healthy. Well, one of the great tragedies of our time is how many lives cancer touches every day.
And I think we'd all be hard-pressed to find anybody in our circle of friends and family who hasn't been touched in some way by this terrible disease.
That's for sure. And pharmaceutical and surgical advances continue to be made, but a Northern California nonprofit is attracting national attention for their different approach to helping people living with cancer and find strength and support.
They haven't found a super drug or a magic pill to accomplish this. They found a way to use exercise to make a major difference in the lives of those folks dealing with cancer.
Well, the nonprofit is called Sunflower Wellness, and we're pleased to have joining us now Bill Bain. He's the co-founder and executive director of Sunflower Wellness. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Judy. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here.
We're delighted to have you on the show. We've had a chance to look a little bit at Sunflower Wellness and be very impressed by what you're doing. But for our listeners, how does Sunflower Wellness help those who come to you for help?
We help people by actually lifting their spirits, number one. But it turns out that exercise, as important as it is to everybody every day, it's especially so for people who have cancer in terms of helping people get through chemo, radiation, to bounce back from surgery and so forth. So as much as exercise is good for any particular human body, when people go through the ravages of treatment, it really helps people bounce back.
Do you have any specific research on the effectiveness of this exercise approach?
There's been a ton of research, especially over the last 15 years, and it's begun to surge more over the last 5 years or so, to the point that we now have stats that come from some of these studies showing things like that for people who have breast cancer, colon cancer, moderate to large amounts of exercise per person can reduce cancer-related mortality by as much as 33 to 66%.
Wow.
So in other words, within it's a lot, within a five-year period. And also recurrence rates go down by a similar amount, a third to two-thirds.
So is this exercise in general, or do some of these folks need specific customized plan to keep their bodies moving?
Everyone is different. So you could have twins going through the same cancer and even very similar cancer treatments, but their situations could be and their outcomes could be very different. They could have different side effects. All kinds of things can be different. Their lifestyles might be different as well. So we customize programs for each individual, and that's one thing that really helps us stand apart.
That's fascinating, and because then you can't just treat everybody the same. But your background is in technology and corporate management. So what led you to found Sunflower Wellness?
As you said earlier, cancer touches pretty much all of us at this point. And my family, my stepmother had breast cancer about 15 years ago. She didn't make it. She was one of the really unfortunate ones. She had a very aggressive form of breast cancer. So I had to go with my dad to my baby brother's schools to take them out of school to tell them that their mama had died. And that's just not an experience that anyone should have to go through. So about the same time, I met people who were starting to adapt their personal training to help people with cancer. And it just became a really obvious path for me. I wanted to do something to give back from working in the tech side, for sure, but then also to my family. And so I just started to dive in, and things snowballed.
Now, you're based in the Bay Area. You're also getting, I think, a lot of national attention. What's going on with that?
We actually reached out a number of years ago to cancer exercise researchers across the country. So we have in our network a really highly esteemed medical advisory board that include people like Eric Weiner, who's the head of breast oncology at Dana-Farber, and Anil Rustagi, who's the head of he does gastroenterology, so he does colon cancer work at the University of Pennsylvania, and people in other places. The American College of Sports Medicine has their new president is actually on our medical advisory board. She's a major cancer exercise researcher, so we're starting to do some pretty significant work there.
I have one final question: what advice do you have for the rest of us who may not be dealing with cancer, but who are concerned about our health and well-being? What have you perhaps learned in this in the years of being in this arena?
This podcast is brought to you by Healing Quest Natural,
clinical-grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support drinks.
More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.
And now back to Healing Quest.
The two words we want everyone to remember are these: avoid inactivity. We say that continually to people who have cancer. It applies to every one of us, whether we have cancer or not. Staying sedentary is about the worst thing you can do for your health. So even if you just get up and stand up in the middle of a workday or go take a walk, a lot of the programs we design are actually walking programs for people just to get them moving their bodies. That gets you started. So avoid inactivity. That's what I would say.
Why is that so important?
The studies show that a sedentary life, I think sitting or not getting out of bed, those are the kinds of things that cause they cause a body to age. They cause all kinds of infirmities. Bodies are made to move, and bodies really need that movement. The movement is needed for your cardiovascular system, of course, but also for digestion. So you're literally feeding your body when you're circulating everything through it, mm-hmm. and that's what you get through movement. And, of course, flexibility, range of motion, those things matter a lot also, so that we can stand up and pick up our children or, you know, take luggage and go on vacation, whatever it is that we need to do to move.
Thank you so much, Bill, for the work that you're doing. This is really important. I mean, there isn't, I don't know anybody that hasn't been touched by this horrible disease. And anything we can do, because when you're going through chemo and treatment, whatever that treatment is, you don't really have a lot of energy to want to do anything. So your tendency is to sort of just chill. And that's the exact opposite of what we should be doing, is what I'm hearing.
So. Yeah, exactly. We like to prevent people from having too much fatigue through treatment. So this is one way to do it. As you start using your body, you're actually fighting fatigue.
I know that you're based in the Bay Area and have many programs up and down that area. Hopefully, Sunflower Wellness may soon expand into the valley here, into Sacramento. But until then, I know there's a tremendous amount of information on your website. So how would you, if people want to know more about you, how would you suggest that they find that out?
Sunflowerwellness.org online. So we have a lot of information on the website. It's also where people can go to donate. We're always looking for donations, and that helps us to expand our programs. We're hopefully looking to get into Sacramento sometime soon. And we're also looking for people to help us do our work. So especially people in the fitness industry with an interest in us, please let us hear from you, and you can contact us through our website. It's the best place to go.
Bill Bain, co-founder and executive director of Sunflower Wellness, thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Roy and Judy. It's a pleasure.
Well, what a fascinating guy that Bill is, and what a great program, because we've known a lot of people dealing with cancer, and one of the things I've noticed is that some of them do become very sedentary and don't want to move and don't want to do anything. But the ones, I'm thinking of Vonnie.
I am too.
Who, after her double mastectomy, she was out just in a few weeks going up the hills in the Pacific Palisades walking.
Power walking.
Power walking. And I think it really helped her with her recovery. So, I mean, they're onto something here. Anyway, if you missed any of today's show, podcasts are available at the KFBK website and on the iHeartRadio app.
Or you could call us on the listener line, 877-544-4827.
Or email us if you have any questions or you want us to talk about something that's specific to you, info@HealingQuestRadio.com.
Exactly.
So stay tuned. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst, and you're listening to Healing Quest on KFBK and iHeartRadio.
This podcast has been brought to you by Healing Quest Natural, clinical-grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support supplements. More information is available at HealingQuestNatural.com.